At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, new data shows overrepresentation of Indigenous youth in New South Wales courts amid renewed calls to raise the age of criminal responsibility. Cheers for Australia's Olympians as they return home from the Paris Olympics. And in the AFL, Melbourne's Alex Neil Bolin requests to trade to South Australian club. New data indicates that a majority of young children appearing in New South Wales courts are from disadvantaged backgrounds and often Indigenous, amid a debate over raising the age of criminal responsibility. A day after the Victorian government reversed its promise to raise the criminal responsibility age to 14, New South Wales data reveals that 4,662 people aged 10 to 13 were charged in 2023. Over 40% of those people were Indigenous, with children in remote and regional areas three times more likely to face legal action. And of 171 people aged 10 to 13 in youth detention in 2023, 16% were Indigenous. The Australian Olympic team has received a warm welcome from Prime Minister Anthony Albanese as they arrived at the Sydney airport this morning from Paris. The team secured Australia's fourth place finish after claiming a record 18 gold medals, 19 silvers and 16 bronze in Paris, which is the team's most successful Olympics ever. Mr. Albanese commended the team.
Every single one of these athletes has done us proud. And as the athletes went down the stairs there, not everyone had a medal around their neck, but every single one of them was worth their weight in gold. Every single one of them has done our country proud.
About one in three Australian students are failing to meet basic literacy and numeracy standards as entrenched disadvantage widens educational disparities. Almost 1.3 million students across more than 94,000 Australian schools and campuses took the National Assessment Program for those in years 3, 5, 7 and 9. Female students outperformed male counterparts in writing, with 73% testing at strong or exceeding levels compared to 58% of boys in year 7, while male students performed better in numeracy than female students. The results also showed a higher proportion of Indigenous students needed additional support. Education Minister Jason Clare says the results demonstrate that more needs to be done for the Australian education system.
The Better and Fairer Schools Agreement that I've released, signed by the Commonwealth and the Northern Territory Government, it sets out the sort of reforms that I want to tie extra funding to. Things like phonics checks and numeracy checks when kids are little in year one, things like evidence-based teaching, things like investing in catch-up tutoring. That means providing extra support for kids who are falling behind by getting them out of the classroom and into a room where there might be one teacher and a couple of kids. The evidence shows that when you do that right, kids who fall behind can learn as much in 6 months as they'd otherwise learn in 12 months.
The shutdown of the 3G network has been delayed after Australia's telecommunication companies faced criticism over public safety concerns. Telstra and Optus have jointly announced that they would delay the 3G closure until October 28. But both telcos had planned to turn off the network by the end of August, but a Senate inquiry revealed that thousands of devices would be unable to make 000 calls following the shutdown. The inquiry was also told critical medical equipment, fire alarms, FPOS machines and waste and water infrastructure could be cut off in the outage. A joint statement from Telstra and Optus this morning reveals both companies would launch a mass public awareness campaign to ensure all users were aware they needed to upgrade their devices. Monkeypox is spreading at an alarming rate in Africa, leading to the declaration of a public health emergency in the continent. Mpox is an infectious disease transmitted through close contact and causes flu-like symptoms and pus-filled lesions. Most cases are mild, but it can kill. Director General of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in Africa, Jean Kesea, says although cases are spreading rapidly across the continent, it could affect other parts of the world.
This is not just an African issue. Mpox is a global threat, a menace that knows no boundaries, no race, no creed. It is a virus that exploits our vulnerabilities, preying on our weakest point. And it is in this moment of vulnerability that we must find our greatest strength and demonstrate that we are all learning from the COVID lesson and we are playing solidarity.
A 46-year-old woman is facing court charges for murder over the death of her 10-year-old daughter. The girl was discovered unresponsive and could not be revived after her father called police to an address at Emerald Lakes in Carrara just after 6 p.m. last night. Detective Acting Inspector Kent Ellis says investigations are ongoing and confirms there is no safety concern for the community.
The scene was incredibly confronting and our attending members, both QPS and paramedics, will be receiving the necessary support. In my 15-year career as a detective, it's one of the most confronting scenes I have seen. Okay, we understand that this is going to cause distress amongst the community, but can I please remind the community that there is no one outstanding and there is no ongoing community safety concern at this time.
If you or someone you know needs support, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or 1800 737 732. Australia's biggest bank has made a $9.5 billion full-year profit, down 6% from the previous year and amid rising household costs. The Commonwealth Bank's cash net profit after tax for the 12 months to June the 30th was $9.8 billion, down 2% from 2023-2024. Net interest income dropped 1% to $22.8 billion. CBA will pay a $2.50 full franked dividend, taking its full-year dividend to $4.65 per share, up 3% from a year ago. It reports its net interest margin was 1.99%, down 8 basis points from 2023-2024, largely due to the impact of competition and deposit switching. Australia's corporate watchdog is suing the nation's largest market operator, ASX Limited, for alleged misleading statements about one of its projects. The Australian Securities and Investment Commission made the announcement on this morning, saying the statements relate to its replacement plan for computer systems used to record shareholdings and manage the settlement of share transactions. It alleges that ASX's February 10, 2022 claims that the project was on track for go live in April 2023 and was progressing well were misleading. According to ASIC, the assertions were misleading and fraudulent since at the time of the announcements, the project was not progressing as planned and ASX had no reasonable basis to infer it would reach future milestones. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has called for the government to stop allowing people fleeing Gaza to enter Australia. The comments by ACO Director Mark Burgess over the weekend that support for Hamas did not automatically disqualify people from getting a visa. Speaking with Sky News, Mr. Dutton said Australia's national security should be the priority.
I don't think people should be coming in from that war zone at all at the moment. It's not prudent to do so, and I think it puts our national security at risk.
Labour frontbencher Jason Clare says there have been no changes to the security regime.
What I'd say to Peter Dutton, he knows this, is that the same security checks that were in place when he was a minister are in place now. And I'd invite Peter Dutton to come to my electorate and meet the people who've come here from Gaza. There's more than 1,000 people from Gaza here now. These are people who've had their home blown up, who've had their school blown up, who've had their hospital blown up, in some cases have had their kids blown up. And these are people who are trying to rebuild their lives here in Australia.
The rape and murder of a trainee medic in the city of Kolkata has led to a nationwide doctors' protest in India. The 31-year-old doctor was found dead on Friday, August 9, and police say a police volunteer was subsequently arrested in connection with the crime. West Bengal's Health Secretary Narayan Swarup Nigam has appealed to the protesting doctors to return to work after a High Court in Kolkata ordered that the criminal investigation be transferred to India's Federal Police, indicating that the authorities were treating the case as a national priority. Bilwad Albert Acharya is the advocate representing the victim.
We are rather thankful and grateful to the Honourable Court that the CBI has been now handed over the investigation. We also wanted the investigation to be monitored by the Honourable Court. Now the court has also directed the CBI to file periodic reports.
And to sport, in AFL, Melbourne Premiership winner Alex Neil-Bullen has formally requested a trade back to his home state of South Australia for family reasons. The midfielder, who has played 174 games in 10 seasons at Melbourne, says he still loves the club but needed to put his family first. The announcement comes as Melbourne wrestles with player discontent among its stars, including Norm Smith, medalist Christian Petrarca. Demons coach Simon Goodwin says there is goodwill between Melbourne and Neil-Bullen, and he would play in the Demons' final two games against Gold Coast and Collingwood. And now having a look at the weather around the country: Broome, sunny 33, Perth, showers 20 degrees, Adelaide, a sunny day 21, Melbourne, partly cloudy 21, Hobart, similar conditions 18, Albury-Wodonga, mostly cloudy, 18, Canberra, same conditions, 15 degrees, Wollongong, rainy and 18 degrees, Sydney, same conditions, 18 degrees, Newcastle, much the same, 18, Brisbane, also rainy, 20, Townsville, sunny day ahead, 26 degrees, Cairns, same forecast with a top of 28, Alice Springs, sunny, 27, Darwin, also sunny, 31, and the Torres Strait Islands, mostly sunny day and a top of 31 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.